This week on Bet, Bath & Beyond, Andy and Ian talk about the MLS predictions that Ian made last week, rock solid. We also talk about Alex Smith's return to the NFL. We talk about the Lakers and if their odds are wrong to win the championship. And we talk good, bad, and ugly bets. None of that is in the right order, but at the end we're so funny we fall out of our chairs. Stick around.
With your hosts, Ian and Andy.
Welcome to Bet, Bath, and Beyond. I'm Ian Peacock.
And I'm your host.
Andy, fuck you, dude. You were so late on that last go.
No. I'm never late.
So if you guys don't know, we start the show. Andy is in Iowa. I am in Chicago. We obviously aren't in the same room. So what we have to do is we record this podcast over Discord. And right before we're about to start our show, we go 3, 2, 1, go.
Go.
And that...
I'm sure I was late on that one. I didn't know I was going to do that until it was like... And then I popped into my head. I was like, oh, I can do it right now. And that was a mistake.
It was terrible. And that helps me mix the audio so that, you know, they match up. Andrew just completely missed the first time we did it. Like way off. Dude, I'm tired too. We both were on vacation this past weekend. What? Feels good to be back. I'm still out of it.
You were out there building sandcastles?
Yeah, building trenches actually on the beach.
Yeah, I saw that.
I was keeping socially distanced though.
That's good. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. And you were in the woods.
I was in the woods. Do they have mask mandates over where you were at?
In Georgia? No. Okay, well, not on the beach. But sure. To go inside anywhere, like a grocery store or something,
right.
You have to wear a mask.
Dude, Iowa's like one of the only states that doesn't. I think it's like one of two or three states that doesn't have a mask mandate.
So you can just go into a store and they're not going to look at you funny?
Oh, everyone's going to look at you funny, but it's not legally required.
That's pretty nuts. But, I mean, Iowa's doing pretty well, right?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. I don't go outside, so.
All right. I don't want to talk about COVID anymore. Everyone's talking about COVID. We talk sports. Sometimes. And we talk betting. And we talk losing money while betting on sports.
We sure do.
But Andrew, not this week. This week is a happy week. I did not lose a single bet all last week. And I know what some of you are thinking. Well, Ian, you were away at the beach. You didn't bet. Wrong. I made 3 bets this week, and we're about to go over them. But first, let's do a little recap because...
Well, I made some money on a bet you recommended.
Andrew, yes. We are going to go over our 5-star bets from last episode, last week. If you haven't listened to that segment, please do because we fucking nailed them. We fucking nailed them. Except for my Blackhawks moneyline bet.
Well, yeah. Hate to see it.
All right, you go first, Andrew.
Well, we asked, like, what was an absolute slam fucking dunk, and I told you Celtics moneyline when they played the Grizzlies, and they won by, like, I don't know, was it 22, 120, they won by, like, 15 points, something like that, which, money, it's moneyline, who gives a fuck how much they won by, but it was a slam dunk.
Sounds like you should have also recommended the spread. You were too big of a bitch.
No, yeah, it would have been, like, a 4-star bet, dude.
Oh,
we don't do 4-star bet. Yeah,
we do 5-star and maybe 1-star. I can see us doing a 1-star bet in the future.
See, I think I want to. We can talk about this, but a 5-star bet should be like I can't lose it. But we should do value bets too, because there are some bets that are risky. But like, if you think that the book is a little off and you think that maybe it's worth the risk because it's got high payout, I want to do something like that in the future.
Are you teasing the Lakers game?
No, I'm not going to touch the Lakers game. I'm done. I'm almost done betting on basketball, dude. So much shit has happened. Well, we could talk about that later. But I'm talking when we get into the NFL season, when I know what I'm betting on. Ooh, baby.
Value bets out the wazoo.
Exactly.
Okay, well, congratulations for being 1-for-1 on your 5-star bet. I fucking killed. Okay, let me start with the Blackhawks money line. Okay, so... Last week, I recommended the Blackhawks money line. It was game one of the Vegas Golden Knights versus the Chicago Blackhawks. And yeah, they lost.
The Knights are good.
And then they lost the next game. and then they lost the next game. Okay, so if you do remember, though, Andrew, if you do remember, I did give our audience sort of a hint because I said I am 3-for-3 this year on Blackhawk money lines bets, meaning I bet on the Blackhawks to win, they win every single time. Every single time with the Oilers, every time I bet them, they won. It was like a little magic. I'm magic a little. It's magic.
And magic a little.
It's magic. And
it's
so
like in Harry Potter world.
I did tell people I wasn't going to bet on that game, but then I also said bet the Blackhawks. And if you're smart, you would have put 2 and 2 together and thought, well, they only win when Ian bets on the Blackhawks. Therefore, it's not a lock. So if you think about it, I did kind of give our listeners the tools to decipher that message.
Right. And if they didn't decipher it, they're fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Because I knew.
Fuck you, guys. If you
I put so listen, much money on.
If you listen to me, fuck you. Okay. So I'm getting that out of the way. I obviously got that wrong. But what I fucking nailed was the MLS final. Portland versus Orlando City. Do you remember this, Andrew? Do you remember my fucking
how could I forget?
Beautiful research where I said that the Portland Timbers have scored pretty much 2 goals every single game in the tournament. Oh, and then also do you remember me saying Orlando City has scored at least 1 goal every game of the tournament? 2 plus 1 is 3.
The
over-under was 2.5.
It's more than 2.5.
Andrew, what was the final score of that game?
It was 2-1.
2-1. Portland.
And I won like 45 cents.
Look, it was a fucking lock. Not only did I get the over-under right, I got the fucking score right.
Dude, we just need, you know what I'm thinking? Every time that we do five-star bets and there's at least 3 bets, we just got to parlay all 3. That's the way that you make the money. Because they're locks.
They can't lose parlay.
I've heard that before.
Oh, my God. But yeah.
See, but this is cross sports. So it's, you know what I mean? Because I'm assuming like you bet hockey in yours and I bet NBA. And what did you bet MLS? If we could fucking parlay that, do they give you better odds when you parlay a cross sport?
Or do they just put together the odds? Yeah, I think they just put together the odds. I don't think you get bonus
points. We should know
points.
That.
we should know that, but at the same time, I don't think you get bonus points for getting extra extra style points on your bet.
You should.
That actually be kind of cool. Yeah, no, that would be kind of cool.
Sportsbook offers that because now I got to make it.
Just style bet. But anyway, yeah. So nailed the MLS final. So there we go. That was our 5-star bets from last week. Let's get into good, bad, and ugly.
Okay.
Good, bad, and ugly bets. Basically, the good bets we made in the past week, the bad bets, and then the stupid fucking dump truck, ugly ass bets that we should have never touched.
All right. So I will go first.
Okay. Bet. Yeah. No, sure.
My
go
good
ahead.
Bet.
No, you go first, Andrew.
I bet on MLS and I won 45 cents.
Wait, why are you saying, did you actually win 45 cents? Is that really?
No, I won like, I don't know, I put 20 on it and I think I won like $6, something like that. Like it bounced back 26.
Oh yeah, you got weird fucking odds on William Hill.
Yeah, because my odds came down or whatever. And I think they came down everywhere else too, but you saw those odds really early. So that's why like you were like, because originally you thought this is a phenomenal bet. Like you thought it was also a value bet based on where it was at. But when it came time to me betting on it, the odds had come down a little bit. Still a lock, but just worth less, you know?
Right.
So that is my good bet. My ugly bet, because I don't have any bad bets, right? Because I have one ugly bet. Because I was also on vacation. You placed 3 bets. I only placed 2. I placed the MLS bet. And then I bet on the fucking Blackhawks against you because you needed to bet on them in order for your magic to happen, right?
Okay, so this goes back to what I was saying. I'm magic, okay? So I was 3-for-3 betting on the Blackhawks money line this Stanley Cup season against the Oilers. The Vegas Knights steal 3 games, so they're up 3-0 on the Blackhawks. I'm driving back from the beach to Chicago, and I look, And I'm like, oh my God, me not betting on the Blackhawks is actually, it's going to ruin their season. They're going to be knocked out. I have to do something. I obviously can't bet because I'm outside of state borders, but I knew that the Magic didn't care. They didn't care what the bet, who the bet was with. I just needed to bet the Blackhawks money line to save their season. So what did I do? I talked to Andrew. I sent him I sent him a text. I said, I have to save the Blackhawks season. Will you bet $20? I'll take the Blackhawks. You take the Golden Knights.
No. You did not say will you. You said I have to bet you on the Blackhawks now. And at first, I thought you meant like you wanted me to place a bet for you because you were out of town. And I was like, I could do that, I guess. And then I realized what you meant. You wanted to bet me on the Blackhawks. Like, I don't give a fuck about hockey. So sure, I'll take the guys who are up 3-0.
Well, yeah, it was a good bet for you because
I thought you were tossing me a little. I should have taken like a spread or something, but you needed them to win. There's not really so you needed.
There's not really a spread in hockey.
Yeah, isn't? Don't they? Do they not? I mean, like soccer has spreads. I would assume.
Well,
I mean,
it's called a spread. It's called a puck line. So basically, it's like a 1-point spread, but it's called a puck line.
The highest is that the highest they'll go is like 1 point.
I'm sure there are prop bets, but like the standard NHL hockey puck line is 1.
How much do the odds differ? Wouldn't you just rather fucking bet Moneyline then? Because there's less chance of... I mean, like, I can't imagine a 1-point differential is going to change your odds enough to make that worth it. You might as well just bet Moneyline and have the sure, like, they're winning, they're losing.
Okay, so I'll tell you right now. I'll give you a real example, okay? So the Vancouver Canucks are playing the St. Louis Blues tonight at 9:30. Gross. Yeah, they're playing, like, in 4 minutes, okay? The Blues are favored to win that game -132. However, if you do a puck line, so -1 for the Blues, that then goes from -132 to +165.
Huh. Okay.
So it is worth it. But it's a risk because I think, you know, if it goes to a shootout, if it's tied and it goes to a shootout, basically you lose it because they didn't actually score and win by one.
Right.
Or maybe they have to win more by one. It's worth it. It's worth it, okay?
Do you ever buy points when you like play spreads in the NFL?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Never mind.
It depends why.
I don't like buying points.
Why not?
I just think it's a waste.
Well, it depends on the matchup. It depends on you need context, right? So, if you think because sometimes the spreads are weird in the NFL, Andrew. The spreads are weird. And so if a team is winning...
Spreads are never weird.
If let's say the Chiefs are favored by -7, all right, and you want, you know...
I mean, that is kind of low.
Okay, shut up. And so you want to, you know, buy a point so that they win by a full touchdown so it's not a push, then it makes sense. So it makes sense a lot in football because a lot of the times... games are decided by a touchdown or a field goal. So you want to avoid that push scenario when the spread is, let's say, -3 or -7.
Okay, the spread is -3 or -7.
Plus or -7.
Okay, sure.
Okay, so...
Listen, you're getting me off track.
Yeah. So we're doing the good, bad, and ugly bets. Right. You're ugly was betting with me. You're ugly was betting with me on the Blackhawks. However, my fucking great bet was saving the Blackhawks season because by making that bet with you, Andrew, the Blackhawks won last night. And now there's a game 5
again?
Tomorrow.
You want to bet on it?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to bet on it. I'll bet.
You're going to bet the books or you're going to bet me?
No, I'll bet you. I'll keep it classy. I'll keep the ball rolling. I'll bet with you.
Okay.
Right now.
You want to go another 20?
Another 20.
This is so steep for hockey that I don't give a fuck about.
Well, just to let you know, Andrew, once again, you are getting a bargain. Just like last
time. Yeah, I'm assuming the Knights are favored still, but...
They are. According to Bet Rivers, which is the shitty fucking sportsbook in Chicago, in Illinois, the Golden Knights have a -210 to win tomorrow. The Blackhawks have a +170.
I mean, it's still not that bad, though. I mean, like, how outrageous do those
do those odds get for hockey? I mean, it's also playoffs, so most of those will probably be kind of close, but
yeah, I mean, that's a pretty big -210. That's pretty big.
Yeah, sure. I'm just like, but I think about some matchups that I see in the NFL, and it's like some of them get up to +550, +600, and obviously in the playoffs for NHL, I don't think that would be a common occurrence. But I'm still, you know, kind of curious. I'm assuming are they playing in Vegas too?
No, they're in the bubble. They're in Canada. Oh, they're that's playing right. All their games in a bubble. But I will say, it's
anyone's game then.
Yeah, it is anyone's game because they're both not from Canada. And let's say you were from Edmonton and you were playing in the bubble in Edmonton, it still wouldn't matter.
Yeah, that's true.
Because the Blackhawks beat the Oilers. That was the Blackhawks beat the Oilers, Andrew.
Sure.
What do you mean, sure? No,
I watch hockey. I know.
I literally went
I've seen
three.
Every game this season.
Okay, Andrew. So $20, you have the Vegas Golden Knights, I have the Chicago Blackhawks. I don't know what you're doing, to be honest. I know you get a bargain, but you literally have seen me go 4-for-4. So you're kind of messing with magic.
Well, I don't know. You want to give me 2-to-1 odds?
Shut the fuck up now. So I have.
I'm getting off so easy.
Andrew, shut up. I have 2 more bets, and they're all good. I didn't make a single bad bet, and I most certainly didn't make a single dump truck fucking ugly bet either. So my second good bet was today. So now that I'm back in Chicago, yay, I get to bet on the shitty Bet Rivers sportsbook app. And Inter Milan is playing in the Europa League, which is like the second tier, like Champions League tournament. There's like the Champions right. League that I'm sure you've heard about. And then there's like the second tier Europa League. And so that was that was going on today. Inter Milan played some Ukrainian team that I've never heard of, but they were giving, like, I was so, if I knew this game was going on, it would have been part of my 5-star bets because I was so confident that Inter Milan.
You're fucking disgusting.
I was so, Andrew, I was
You texted me today. I was like, you have a problem. I don't remember what you said, but you said, like, I'm betting on blah, blah, blah. I was like, you're an idiot.
Andrew, I was so confident that Inter Milan was going to win this game that I basically put all my money that I had in that sports book, which still wasn't that much, but I just was like, fuck it. I know Inter Milan's going to win. They only had a -165 money line, which I think was a little bonkers.
So why were you so confident?
Because I know Inter Milan and some fucking random Ukrainian team. Because
I know soccer.
I don't, like, I haven't been following Inter Milan this season, but I will tell you that I played them from like FIFA 10 to like FIFA 15. Sure. They were my team, like with Wesley Schneider. Dude, like, we fucking ran shit. I'm not. What's some Ukrainian Chernobyl fucking team gonna do against Inter Milan?
Guys with 3 legs. Yeah, you gotta watch out for that kind of stuff.
Right. So, was that a penis joke, Andrew?
Oh no, but it could have been. I was making a Chernobyl joke. You know.
I know, but it was also kind of penis joke too.
Kind of phallic.
It was a phallic joke. So, anyway. They just fucking destroyed the penis team. They Inter Milan destroyed this Ukrainian third leg penis team 5-0 today. It was the easiest bet I made.
5-0.
5-0.
Okay, there's so many bad soccer teams, right?
Yeah, there's a shit ton.
There
of
are
bad
a ton soccer. Of bad soccer. So why do they play? Like, how often do these bad soccer teams actually flip it?
Well, this is a tournament. So like the only reason why this third leg penis Chernobyl Ukrainian soccer team was playing Inter Milan is because they made it that far in the Europa League tournament.
What a waste.
So like you get chosen to play in this tournament, you do well, you're going to advance. Inter Milan did well because they're a fucking like really good team. I say that and
I hear.
I haven't watched them in a very long time.
Dude, I can name like maybe 6 soccer teams total.
Go ahead.
One of them is the US team.
That's not a soccer team. We need a club
they
team.
They are. Oh, okay. So I can name Crystal Palace.
Okay. Yes.
I can name.
Do you know where they are? Do you know where Crystal Palace is?
Is it England?
Yes. It's the Premier League.
They might Tottenham have Hotspurs, relegated. Right?
Okay. Yeah. Yes. Two for two. Crystal Palace and Tottenham Hotspurs.
And then there's I guess Barcelona is not a club team.
Yes, it is, Andrew.
Oh, is it
really?
That's
three for three.
And then I should say, oh, one more fucking time, shouldn't I? I think that's it. I think that's all I can name.
Wait, didn't you say you can name six?
Oh, I said maybe. I was, because I also said U.S., right? I could just name countries, but I mean.
Or you can name the two teams that I told you to bet on last week in the MLS final.
Oh, I don't remember their names. I placed the bet. Fucking, I only have so much space up there, dude. No, like,
if I, or you can use the two teams that I just talked about in the Inter Milan bet that I literally just talked about.
Yeah, no, it's gone.
All right, three teams, Andrew. That's very good. I'm very proud of you.
You know, God, speaking of we could talk about this a little bit later. We could tease it right now. I was having a conversation with a friend about, had the same kind of thing going. I said, how many offensive linemen could you name, like, off the top of your head? And me and him went back and forth, and we got to about 12 each. And then we also could name every rookie that went in the first round this year. And we're kind of ashamed because I'm like, I could tell you so many other players, but I kind of feel bad for those. So I said from that moment forward, next week, that could be a fun segment for us. I'm going to like take flashcards and I'm going to learn every starting offensive lineman in the NFL.
Oh my God.
Because I feel bad. So.
Okay. No, I like it. I definitely can't name 12 offensive linemen, but I can name someone, the Ravens, like Ronnie Stanley and Marshall Yonder.
Right.
Who just retired.
I was going to say, I think he's gone. I will do by division, and I will do, I'll do the starting each, and I will say their position, left, right, and then I will say either tackle, guard, center, and then I will say, I'm not going to do tight ends. Most tight ends I know, so.
That's great. It's going to be a riveting segment that I'm sure everyone cannot wait to listen to.
Oh, I don't care. This is all for me, baby. I don't give a shit if people like it or not. This is for me, and I'm making a statement. I'm going to make those linemen feel good.
Okay. Anyway, going back to good, bad, and ugly. if you're following so far, I've named two good bets that I made. There's a third bet, but this is a weird bet. It's not a sports bet, but it's still a bet I made this week with a buddy. Do you want to know?
You're going to tell me anyway.
Yeah, you're damn right.
If I said no, what would you would you stop the podcast? Continued.
No, I would have yes. I would have just stopped. You would have just heard a click. You would have just heard dump it and then click.
For some reason, an old fucking automated phone where like you put it down on the receiver. It's like, where'd he get that?
Okay. So I made a bet with a buddy this weekend. His wife was going, I don't want to get, so I'm not going to use names because it is a personal story. So I kind of have to be careful, but shit, I just hit my mic. Okay. So I made a bet with a buddy about his wife. His wife was going to lunch with a friend and they were going to talk about something serious. And so the bet was who would cry first at the lunch, you know, as
right.
these two, you know, women are having, a conversation. And so, this sounds. I feel like I shouldn't be talking about this, but it's too late.
We can always cut it if we have to.
I'm already talking about it. Okay, so he bet that his wife was going to be the first one to cry, and I said, no, I think this other woman is going to be the first to cry, and so we didn't tell the women that we were betting on it or anything like that, and so
of course not.
Of course, well, no, that's
that'd be. Bad
who,
for that.
Who bets on women crying going to lunch? Psychopaths.
Psychopaths. No, way more people than you think.
Okay, thanks.
We are not a part of that much of an elite group. We would bet on anything.
Thanks for making me feel better, Andrew. Okay, so.
Well, if they cried at the exact same time, is that a push?
That is a push, yes.
If neither of them cried, it was a push?
Also a push, Andrew.
All right.
So his wife gets
how
back.
How much was bet?
It was only $5. It wasn't. Okay. It wasn't anything crazy.
$3,000.
So as soon as his wife got back from the lunch date, we didn't both like rush out to her and be like, oh, who cried first?
Should have.
But like he like slowly like talked like, so how was your lunch? Massaging the conversation just so we can get as much of an honest answer as possible. And it's like, so, was there any crying involved? And then she was like, yeah, unfortunately, the friend started crying. I didn't cry at all, though. It was like her exact words. And I won. I won the bet.
Do you think she was lying?
I don't think so. I don't think so. And even if she was, it's too late. I already got paid.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I'd go fuck.
I already got paid, Andrew.
Are you going to claim it on your taxes?
Okay.
$5 crying bet.
Okay, Andrew, stop it. So that is good, bad, and ugly. That's our segment.
The whole thing.
That's the whole thing. I had three good bets. You had one fucking dump truck ugly bet.
No, I had a good bet.
Oh, yeah, the Celtics.
Yeah, fuck you.
Good for you.
No, my good bet was not this. The Celtics was my 5-star bet, but the good bet was the MLS bet because
oh, yeah.
It was a slam dunk.
You're welcome. Well,
you could count the Celtics.
Andrew, it was a slam dunk because of my fucking research.
Yeah, no, your analysis.
Yes. Yes, my beautiful analysis. Okay.
Are we doing more 5-star bets this week? I didn't really prepare one this week.
I don't have one. Like, to be honest, I'm looking at the matchups. I'm looking at all the games happening this week. I wouldn't tell our listeners to make a 5-star bet if I myself wouldn't make that same bet. I can't do it, Andrew. I can't do it. The only thing I will say is that I already did it because this was earlier in the podcast. I will bet the Blackhawks money line until they're out of the Stanley Cup playoffs. If you're smart, if you're listening to this, and you're smart, you would bet it too.
Right, because there's no reason.
Because magic. Not to. No, because of magic. I am magic. I control the fate of the Blackhawks. All I have to do, Andrew, is bet the money line for them to win.
Which we've done.
Yep. So,
So now it's that's all there
it's
is.
It's kind of a lock.
So let's talk about the Lakers really quick because everybody on like the Jump and on Skip and Shannon Sharpe's show, like that everyone who is watching the NBA playoffs says that they are worried about the Lakers because of their poor bubble performance.
Their poor bubble performance.
Right, but the odds to win the NBA championship still favor the Lakers, and it's not like that gap has shrunk.
I thought it was... wait a minute, Andrew. I thought it was the Clippers.
No, the Clippers are third.
Really?
Yep, it goes... I believe it is Lakers, Bucks, Clippers, and then Rockets.
When was the last time you checked?
Earlier today.
Okay, that's pretty good. I'll trust you on
that. Well, I mean, we can double check.
No, because I do not want to hear your fucking keyboard.
No, I wouldn't dare look at it with my keyboard. You kidding me?
you going to check it on your phone?
I'm trying to right now.
Okay, while you stall do that... Me? Yeah, no, I'll stall. While you do that... I will go over the odds for the Lakers-Blazers game tomorrow night. Game one, Lakers are favored by -5.5 points for the spread. They have a minus 230 money line, and the over-under is 229.
229 over-under.
What do you think about that?
I think I'd do the under.
Really?
I think so.
But this matters. This game matters now.
What do you mean it matters now? I'm just saying the Lakers have kind of
shipped it in the past few games because they already got the number one seed, right? But this game matters now, so don't you expect them to actually try and, run up the score?
Yeah, but that goes both ways, right? Like trying in basketball isn't just trying to score more points. I mean, defense is also played a little bit harder when you try. And that goes for both teams.
Does Portland have a good defense?
I don't know.
I don't think they do, Andrew.
But the Lakers have an all right defense. You got to remember, if you're holding people steady, you don't have to run fast-paced, balls to the wall offense all the time. You know what I mean? If you're controlling the pace of the game and you're up by, say, like 10, I mean, you don't have to go down and try to get a bucket immediately. You can kind of take your time, go through your reads, and, try to put a play together as opposed to going down and frantically trying to score.
Go through your reads?
Yeah, like you go down to the end of the court.
Like a football team? Like go through your read options? What are you saying, Andrew? You're not making any sense.
Do you know how basketball works?
I know how I didn't. Yes, Andrew, I do know how basketball works.
So you go down to the other end of the court.
Andrew, right? Do you know how baseball works?
You're the guy with the ball.
Andrew, do you know how baseball works?
And then you've got four other guys.
Right? Andrew, on your team. I know how baseball works. I mean, wait, I know.
Yeah, you're.
I know how basketball works, but I also know how baseball works, which is something you can't. Are we going to talk about baseball now? No, we're not going to talk about baseball. I didn't prepare any questions William for you this Hill, week.
Dude, we've stalled for me long enough. I'm going to come out and say it. Fucking William Hill doesn't have finals on here right now. If I go to futures, I've got the only thing you can bet futures is the exact number of games it's going to take for each series.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Fuck that. I'm out. Last I saw, those were the odds. So we're going to, like I said, the Lakers, Bucks, Clippers. But again, back to my main point. If I'm hearing all this stuff about the Lakers not being ready and the Lakers haven't moved positions there, like somebody's wrong. And I find it hard to believe that the odd makers are wrong. I'm still thinking Lakers are going to win it, right?
I think so too. But remember, the odds makers were wrong for like the first week, or first slate of games in the bubble. They were way off on the over-unders. Remember, we talked about that.
Well, yeah, they did make major adjustments that second week, didn't they?
They did. But I'm just proving the point that the odds makers can be wrong and be behind on, you know, the times, especially an unprecedented times like this when we're in the bubble.
Yeah. No, that could be. I really do think that. Oh, speaking of like the teams in that top three, Lakers, Clippers, Bucks, did you see Giannis headbutted that guy?
Yes, dude. That was okay. First off, I didn't think it was that bad. All right,
like I didn't think it was that bad either. But you can't there has to be like a precedent that you set there, because eventually somebody's gonna be like, "Well, Giannis did it, so."
Yeah, I mean, I understand. How much? What? How long was he suspended for? One game.
He got suspended for the next. Yeah, just the next game.
Yeah, so not
that
bad.
Which I knew would happen.
Yes, yes, you did, Andrew.
Fuck
yeah,
you, Mike.
I'm fine with that. I was just saying, if it was any more than one game, I think that'd be people were mad, right? I saw on Twitter, people were mad with Giannis headbutting him, and were like calling for like.
Well, I just don't get
multiple
why
games. It's the heat of the moment, but he barely touched him.
Yeah,
he barely touched him with his head. Like it was almost like it was a head nudge more than a headbutt.
Now, I mean, credit to him knowing like where they're at. Like they could have lost the next three games and they would have been okay or whatever it was, like the next amount of games, and they would have still made playoffs. I just don't know about their seed. But you know, if you're fighting for a seed placement in this scenario, you gotta use your head a little bit. Even that.
Yeah,
not
you do
what
gotta
I meant.
Use
don't
your head.
No, don't use. Maybe don't use your head. Maybe turn it off.
Oh man, yeah, no, I saw it. I didn't think it was that bad. I understand the one game suspension, but people were making a bigger deal of it than it actually was.
Right.
So back to the Lakers. So what do you think? Do you think that the oddsmakers have it wrong and that the Lakers really aren't the favorite?
No, I think the oddsmakers have it right. I think the analysts are wrong. I think I think the Stephen A. and all these guys were saying I'm worried. Because again, think about odds makers for presidential elections. Like those are almost more on than the polls almost every time. Odds makers are very accurate.
Interesting. I wonder what the odds were for the 2016 elections with Clinton and Trump, because I'm sure someone made a shit ton of money because everyone thought Clinton was going to win.
Bet. Right.
And I wonder what the odds were. That's interesting.
I'd have to look, but you know, I do think like a majority of the time odds makers are right. I mean, because their goal isn't to be right, their goal is to get people to bet on both sides,
make money on that big people.
Right, exactly. But I do think a majority of the time they are in the ballpark.
Yeah, and no, I agree. I mean, they have so much statistics analytics right to go off of. I'm not shocked that they're as accurate as they are.
Right, and with that in mind, knowing that they have their numbers and then the analysts have theirs, like I'm just saying somebody's wrong, and if I had to put my money somewhere, it would be on the analysts, because I do think the Lakers are still good. Plus, they have LeBron James. I'm taking LeBron, unless he gets hurt,
I'm taking them
to go to the finals.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, oh, it's like if you had to bet your house, like if you seriously had to bet everything you owned, who would you bet on?
The Blazers.
Yeah, okay, you're gonna be a Dame, rich man, baby. I guess,
no, I'm obviously joking.
Good for Dame, by the way.
Yeah, dude, he's. I saw a hilarious meme when he was going off like for his third game in a row with like 60 plus points. There was a hilarious meme that was going around with like Damian Lillard in the buffet line in the bubble, and it has like this guy like sizing up everyone. It was. I love that meme.
Yeah, I thought I saw that too. I thought that was funny. I think good for him for his play. Great effort. Like everyone's saying that he's a leader out there, and he can play ball. I have a lot of people. I mean, Kyrie is really good. People are starting to compare Dame and Kyrie, and I think people are forgetting what Kyrie plays like because Kyrie's been out for the year.
Right.
But I mean, maybe it might be close. I don't know.
Yeah. No. Dame. So how? I don't. Maybe you don't know this. So I'm sorry for putting you on the spot. But how far have the Blazers gone with Damian Lillard in the playoffs? Like, what have they reached the conference finals?
I don't know. I don't think they've reached the conference final. I could be. I'm talking out of my ass here.
Think they have. I knew I was putting you on the spot.
I don't think they have, but.
Yeah.
I'll find out. You know what? Mark it, and I'll find out next week for our lovely
viewers. No one's going
to. No, you have to.
Here's the thing. Anyone listening to this, Andrew, anyone listening to this, either A, already knows, and they're like, you're fucking stupid. Yes, they've made it to a conference finals. Or two, they've already looked it up and they know the answer, and then they're saying, you fucking idiots.
Well, then how about no, they you tweet haven't made at me. It to
a conference finals?
If you all tweet at me and tell me I'm stupid, I'm at Andy Heidemann, then you know, I'll be forced to believe it.
And tweet at me, I'm at Bathtub Ian.
Which is so weird.
Okay, so game one, Lakers favored 5.5, over under 229. Honestly, Andrew, I'm taking the over for this game. The Lakers-Blazers game one.
I would take the under, I think. What do you think? How many games do you think is played in the series?
I think five.
You think five?
I think five.
I'm assuming you're taking the Lakers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lakers in five.
I got Lakers in four.
A sweep.
Sweep.
Wow. That's hard to do, Andrew, especially in the bubble with Dame.
Nah, fuck that. LeBron is going to... He's gonna carry him. Actually, probably not. He'll have a high assist count, but I bet Anthony Davis has two really fucking great games.
You think Anthony Davis is gonna be the MVP of that series?
Yeah, I think so.
So,
dude, what about the Suns? Dude, that sucks. Like going 8-0.
Oh my god, dude, that sucks so much.
Heartbreak. I mean, you gotta do it. On one hand, you gotta be like, okay. Put yourself in a better position earlier in the season so that way it doesn't come down to like that last, you know, because you're like dependent on other teams and other people at that point. But they did everything they could in the bubble, so
they literally played perfect in the bubble. They did as best as you could do, and it still wasn't enough.
Yeah, hate to see it.
One last thing about the Lakers Blazers game for tomorrow night, because I do want to touch on this prop bet. Because Damian Lillard has been so hot recently. The over-under for Damian Lillard tomorrow night is 34.5 points.
I take the over.
I would too. I think I'd take the over as well.
Because I think that he's good and he's got the hot hand right now. And he'll probably score that many points. It's about the other people on the Blazers, you know.
CJ McCollum, 22.5.
That's the over-under for him.
I think I'd take over for him, too.
Nah, I'd probably take the under. I'm taking the under on most everyone else except for Dame.
All right.
Here's my prediction for this is how the sweep happens, right? The magical sweep. Dame comes out and drops, like, a 50-burger, and everyone else has, like, 10 points, and the bench doesn't do anything. And then Dame starts chatting with his own team, and things start to crumble, and that's when the sweep happens.
Yeah, no, I can see that.
Dame comes into the locker room and says, I can't do it by myself. And everyone's like, fuck you.
Dame in the buffet line in the bubble.
Exactly.
I fucking love that meme, dude. It's so funny.
Okay, let's see. What else you want? You want to talk about more NBA games?
No, not really.
Okay. No, that's fine. I mean, I'm kind of done with the NBA. I mean, it's weird. I'm like, so when the NFL starts.
Yeah, that's all we're going to be talking about. So for everyone listening, once the NFL starts, this show is going to be 100% NFL.
Almost, yeah. But here's the thing. Normally around right now, the NBA is done. You know, so I can give my full attention to NFL, which is what I'm doing right now. I tell you a bunch about preseason and fantasy and all that kind of shit. But I also have to balance it out with this NBA shit because it's going on.
Well, and baseball, Andrew.
How could I forget?
Andrew, you're supposed to watch half of the Cubs games this season.
Yeah, I think I have to watch every game left in order
Oh, my God, Andrew. Well, they just won tonight, 5-4 against the Cardinals. Yeah,
there was five. They lost the other night, though, didn't they?
The other night, probably. Yeah,
I think they did.
Look,
I think
Andrew, they Andrew, I was on vacation. I can't watch.
I was in the woods, all right?
Yeah, they lost to they had a doubleheader today. So they lost to the Cardinals 3-1 today. But then they must have just had a doubleheader, then they beat them 5-4. Yeah. I also have not been paying attention to baseball. It's hard because you have the NBA.
Every sport in the world the NBA has, right now.
You know, the most of my attention. Like, if there's one sport right now that has most of my attention, it's the NBA. But I'm not going to lie to you. I've watched more MLS than I have my entire life this summer.
That's your problem, though. The MLS and, is whatever. I'd rather.
And the NHL? I mean, the Blackhawks need me. The Blackhawks need me, Andrew, to bet the money line. And so I have to follow. I have to watch their games now.
How about the first time you bet Blackhawks money line and they lose, you have to get a Blackhawks tattoo?
No.
Fine, whatever. I'm just trying to more content. I'd film it.
Yeah, more content. Do it for nothing. I was gonna say something, and it's all empty promises. So I'm not gonna say it. So
yeah, okay.
But speaking of the Blackhawks, real quick, because I do Blackhawks game 5 tomorrow. Oh, we already went over these odds +170.
Yeah, we did.
Because you bet me.
Of course, I bet you.
Just gonna cross it off the notepad right here.
You want to talk about miracles and magic? You want to talk about Alex Smith?
No, I want to talk about the Champions League, Andrew.
No, that sounds awful. I'm seriously gonna quit. Like, I'm not gonna do this anymore.
Don't hang up, Andrew. Don't hang up. Don't hang up, Andrew. Don't hang up. Listen, just real quick. Champions League tomorrow. Paris Saint Germain play some Red Bull German team. Okay, look, I'm not saying, you know what? This is a 5-star bet, Andrew. This is a 5-star bet.
Oh my fucking
I have
God.
To, look, Andrew, I have to be honest with our listeners, okay? I'm going to hammer this bet. Paris Saint-Germain tomorrow, -130 against some fucking random Red Bulls team. I mean, this is basically Inter Milan, but for the Champions League.
If you lose this bet, we don't talk soccer next week.
Oh, okay, that's okay. That's fair.
Are you in?
Yep.
That's
yep,
my bet with you.
Okay, yep,
and,
I'm in.
And if they do win, I will bring up soccer next week. I will do my best to do. I'll do a segment on soccer next week.
Okay, yes, I like this. A bet within a bet.
Gotta love it.
Okay, well, Paris Saint-Germain.
I can't wait for 3 days from now, and I'm going to be like, what was that soccer bet that I made? Like, I don't remember. Because I'm pushing it out of my mind. I'm making it on air, and then I'll have to play back the tape to remember.
No, I'm not going to forget this one. This is a fucking lock, dude. This is a lock, 5-star bets. We're going to have to bring it up next week because it's a 5-star bet. We have to talk about 5-star bets.
Right, yeah, of course.
So Paris Saint-Germain tomorrow, -130. Okay, now we can talk about Alex Smith.
All right, what a baller.
Yeah, dude. Okay, so I don't know if you've watched, like, the E60.
Yep.
On Alex Smith, he got, like, maybe people don't know how bad it was. That was a terrible injury. Like,
dude,
terrible.
Have you seen the picture of, like, when they had it mid-surgery? How, like, they
had,
had
to
cut
turn
all
away.
Down to the,
Andrew, I had to turn away.
All the way down to the bone, and they had it sutured all the way open, and he got infected, and it's crazy. Like, they thought he might die
yeah.
at that point. That's not funny, but I just, like, if.
Yeah, why are you laughing at that, you sick
Well, because
fuck.
You. Well, you just think about where he's at right now, and like if I told you that that dude almost died, like, you know what I mean, you would be like, he honestly looks like the picture of health minus the like sleeve on his leg.
Yeah, no, I agree. That oh, dude, now I got that picture of his leg in my mind. Yeah, I watched that, and I was just horrified on how much his leg was fucked up.
Yeah. I don't know, and it's awesome. Now I'm actually kind of curious, though. If Alex Smith comes into training camp. He's off the PUP right now. Like, he's eligible to play and participate. He played fully padded football today. Like,
did he?
Yes, he did, because today was the first day of full padded practice.
But did he participate? I know it's for like everyone, but he himself participated.
He was pulled off the PUP list on Saturday, so he was able to participate in full contact as of today.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
I know.
Imagine if he wins the starting job over Dwayne Haskins.
Okay, so that's kind of what I want to talk about. If you get Alex Smith at like the best he's ever played, do you start that over Haskins?
Absolutely. I'm not a Dwayne Haskins fan. I don't think he's that good. I know he got better last year, like towards the end of the season. That's still not saying much.
No, but he was also a rookie. Like, you know, so I mean, like, you think about if you take what rookies are and like what they can get to, right?
Sure.
I mean, and then based on how much you have to pay them, you know, so there's a couple factors there. Like, you don't have to pay them as much, and they've got higher upside depending on like what you think about the rookie. If Alex Smith comes out and he's on like the last, I don't know what his contract structure looks like, but if he balls out, how much are you really willing to pay Alex Smith with his injury history now and his age?
How old is he? Do you know?
Off the top of my head, I don't know, but I can find out in 2 seconds.
I'm looking it up too, Andrew. No. Andrew, I'm looking up. You stall
okay,
this time.
Okay.
No, Andrew, you stall. I look up.
What royalty free
music? He's 36. No, he's 36. What royalty free music? Fuck you. He's 36 years old. That's pretty.
So he's not old, but I mean, he's a little younger than Rodgers. How old was Rodgers? 38? 39?
God damn 38? It, Andrew. I'm not picking up my phone again and looking
it
up.
No, it's fine. I mean, he's somewhere in there. But so you see what I'm saying? Like, if he has a great season, that would mean that next year he is 37.
Good math. Math checks out.
Right. So, I mean, how much are you willing to pay him? Are you going to do a 3-year contract to put him into his 40s? Probably not.
Honestly, it just depends on how he plays. I get the injury-prone aspect. That's the biggest concern, I think, is not his age. Because in this day and age with Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Philip Rivers, you know, you can play in your late 30s, early 40s.
You can play in a wheelchair.
Right. Yeah, sure. Drew Brees. Not that he's playing in a wheelchair. That's just another example.
He's just old as hell.
Old quarterbacks. They can still effectively play in their late 30s, right? Early 40s.
Yeah.
So I don't think age is a problem with Alex Smith. However, the fact that he almost died of that just leg getting destroyed, that wasn't a laugh. That was just kind of like, you know, it got destroyed, right?
Right.
That's the main issue.
Another little just age trivia really quick, because do you know how old Matthew Stafford is?
33.
You're very close. He's 32. Doesn't he feel like he's 100, though?
Yeah. He definitely
feels like he's been in the league.
He feels just as old as Aaron Rodgers and as like Drew Brees. Like, I feel like he's been in the league just as long.
Right. He's a stud. Yeah, anyway, that's always my favorite thing to ask people. Like, how old do you think Matthew Stafford is? Like, he's got to be close to 37. It's like, he's still fairly young.
Damn,
Lions
I was close.
Are fucking up. The, Lions are
yeah, don't try to trick
so bad.
Me, Andrew. I'm gonna get that. No, I'm gonna get that answer right every single time.
All right.
Wait, what were you saying about Lions?
I said the Lions have fucked their org so bad, but I was saying that as the chair I was sitting in just fucking snapped. So
Andrew,
have to make this podcast
I fucking
quick.
Hate that chair. I hate
no,
that chair.
No, I'm in a different chair. I'm in a chair that doesn't squeak. That's why it broke.
What do you mean it broke?
I'm in. You know those like folding chairs you bring camping?
Yeah.
I have to use one of those in my living room so that
like a lawn chair?
Like a lawn chair, and it just fucking part of it just snapped.
Like what part?
We're on borrowed time right now, right?
Oh
so
my
should,
god.
We should focus
Andrew, this
on
isn't
our
the
content.
Woods anymore, Andrew. You gotta podcast in a real chair. This isn't the woods of fucking Minnesota.
Well, tell that to the chair.
Okay, so
what else we got? So
Alex
Smith. Good
no,
for him.
Shut up. Alex Smith returns. It's a miracle. Hopefully he takes over the starting spot of Dwayne Haskins.
What do you think that does for Scary Terry?
Terry McLaurin? I think that's good.
I think it'd be good too. I would be really excited. It'd be hard to be like, I'm not a Haskins believer, but I do think that he's better than people are giving him credit for. So I'd like to see him play, like especially a full season. However, I would not be upset if Alex Smith won it, and I'd be like, I get to watch that.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Let's see what else we got. Apparently Cam Newton's doing really well in from his move from Carolina to the Patriots. Bill Belichick seems to like him a lot.
Did you see that picture that they released of him in his uniform?
Yeah. Yeah, with his hair's like so tall.
Yeah, I like that. I like that look.
Yeah, I do too. I'm getting a Cam jersey.
Of course you are. Of course you are, Andrew, because
maybe, or I'm going to get the red one, I don't know yet.
Like, are you even going to root for the Panthers this year?
Oh, absolutely. I have a Panthers jersey. I'm invested for life.
Okay, let's say Panthers, Patriots, okay, in the Super Bowl, who are you taking? Who would you root for?
Oh, it's easy. I would root for the Panthers to win, but for Cam to throw for 500 yards.
That's a good answer.
Right?
That's a pretty good answer. It sounds like you've thought about that a lot.
I think about it every night. So what would happen if my teams played in the fucking Super Bowl? I just wouldn't show up. I'd be like, I can't watch this right now.
Oh, yeah, you just wouldn't watch it, huh?
No, I probably wouldn't. I'd shut off all the lights, and I'd put on a blindfold, and I'd put headphones on. I'd lay in bed for 48 hours straight.
Did I ever tell you when the Panthers played the Broncos in the Super Bowl, was it 2015, 16?
I've blocked that year completely from my mind.
Okay, but you know what Super Bowl I'm talking about, Super Bowl 50?
Yeah.
Okay, so I actually DVR'd that Super Bowl. This is the first time in my entire life that I can remember that I didn't watch the Super Bowl live. I was flying. I can't even remember where to or where from. I don't even know. But I was flying back into Chicago, and I like was missing the Super Bowl. So I DVR'd it, and I literally turned my phone off. Like, I didn't just silence my phone. I didn't silence my phone. I turned it off completely so I couldn't get any texts. I couldn't get any push notifications, like nothing, like dead silence. And I told people, I was like, listen, do not try to contact me. My phone's going to be off. Like, I'm literally going off the grid for the next 6 hours, because I think I got back around like 11 or maybe around midnight. So I'm pretty sure the game was already over. And I just started from the very beginning. And I watched it like 6 hours behind everyone else.
Dude, I have a Super Bowl story similar. Well, it's kind of similar. So the best Super Bowl that's ever happened, which was Patriots Falcons 2003, right?
What a wild game, dude. What a wild game.
Like, that is probably the best Super Bowl ever, right?
I think so, honestly.
So I'm hosting a Super Bowl party, like, for that game.
It's why wasn't crazy. Wait, why wasn't I invited?
I don't think I knew you.
You didn't. I was still living in Chicago.
So I'm hosting a Super Bowl party.
But seriously, why didn't you invite me?
Everybody's over at my place, and they tell me, like, I asked for it off at work. This is like back when I managed the restaurant. So I was supposed to work that night, but I told them it was okay because the Super Bowl is typically over at the time I had to go in.
Right.
It's the first Super Bowl to ever go into overtime, right?
No, it's not. Was it?
Yeah, it was. It's the first Super Bowl to ever go into overtime. So they go into overtime, and at the coin flip, I had to leave my own apartment to go to work.
Oh my God, I get to work, dude.
And I watch the end of the Super Bowl. It's Super Bowl Sunday, by the way. Nobody's at the restaurant.
Right.
Not a single fucking person. So I'm in an empty restaurant with all the TVs turned on to the Super Bowl, and I had to watch it from there.
Honestly, that's not that bad.
No, at least I got to watch it. Like, if I worked like 40 minutes away or something, I'd have been so pissed. I can't even imagine. Like,
imagine if it was actually slammed. Like, if it was like some church event, getting out of church, and all these old people that like don't even know what football is, come storming into the restaurant and start like just like creating a huge havoc, and you have no time to watch it. You have to like just look up every like 5 minutes or something.
If you could all just get out, that would be great. Come back in an hour and but let's see, what else, what other news we got?
Well, you wanted to talk a little bit about college football, right? There's some petitions or something.
Yeah, so Justin Fields, quarterback for Ohio State, he has a petition going. He wants the Big Ten to come back and play football.
This season.
And you know, I'm for him doing that. I have no issue. I would sign it. I mean, sure. Because if it gets signed and The thing about these petitions is if it gets signed and gets in front of somebody who can actually change something, if they see all those names and are going to do it, they're not just going to go, oh, we'll just run it like normal. Like, if they're actually going to do it, they're going to do it with the proper precautions, right? So if they're in a position to do that and they do change their mind, great. We get Big Ten in the college football this year. But I think it's very slim chances.
Can they? Are they petitioning that the Big Ten plays, or are they petitioning that they can go somewhere else and, like,
I think,
do their own thing?
I think the one Justin Fields is doing is to have the Big Ten play, which again is why I think it's a hard sell. Now, I think that some of these players are getting screwed because they want to transfer, right? Because they want to play so they can get into the NFL draft. However, they aren't allowed to transfer and enter the transfer portal unless they have a canceled season. Well, all of these fucking Big Ten schools are not canceling,
quote-unquote. Oh, they're pushing my to spring. God.
So these guys can't transfer.
Dude, that sucks.
That does suck, right? So I can kind of see, as a student-athlete, where you'd be kind of pissed about that.
For sure.
You know, it's like your future, but I don't know.
How many people have signed these petitions?
I don't want to misquote it. I thought I saw, like, there's 100,000 signatures on one.
I think I heard that, too. Something like somewhere in that ballpark. Do petitions even work, man? Like, do petitions... like, name me one time in the history of humanity that a petition actually worked, that it actually did something.
It's actually a good question. I don't know. Because I feel like it makes sense. And I think if the issue is, I don't want to say if the issue is small enough, but I feel like that's maybe what it is. If the issue is small enough and you get enough people to care about it, I think it's really easy for somebody to say, well, that's a lot of people who care, and it's not that inconvenient for me. Sure, we can switch it, you know?
Right.
But I don't think this is one of those things.
Like, I'm thinking of, like, canceled TV shows coming back because a huge fan base made Brooklyn a petition. Nine-Nine. That came back because of a petition? Thing.
It was big outcry. They got canceled, and then a bunch of people on Twitter and social media started talking about it. And then they were like, you know, you got to bring this back. And then another network bought it to bring it back. Now, granted, that's a money making thing, but
that's still, that's like Arrested Development.
Yeah. Yep.
They brought it back. Netflix brought it back. Or, like, I'm pretty sure Invader Zim was the same way. What are you doing over there? What are you, Andrew? What are you doing?
This chair just got so fucked. I am currently, I'm just on the ground, flat on the ground. I just fell through the chair.
Andrew, you got to take a picture. I'll post it on the gram.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to.
Did you see my setup last week when I was in my niece's playroom and I posted it on Instagram? Did you see that?
Of course I saw that. How quiet am I? Like, I'm kind of yelling because I'm on the floor.
You're a little echoey, a little quiet, but I can still hear you.
There's not a good angle of this. Like, whatsoever. Maybe this is the angle.
Andrew, are we cursed?
I don't know. All I know is I'm very upset that this chair is broken because I'm going to have to get another one.
Oh, my God. Stop treating this like a camping trip, Andrew.
I think that's going to have to be it for the
podcast. Well, that's good.
I can't get up without making a lot of noise.
Well, you know what? It actually came at a good time because we covered everything I wanted to cover. What about you?
Yeah, I think I'm good. Over under on chairs, broken in the next episode. Maybe over.
1.5.
No, it's got to be just half, right?
Well, no, I could break. What, my chair could break.
Oh, fuck, you're right.
So 1.5. We'll do one, and everyone will get a push.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. They can get pushes.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode. We'll see you guys next week.
Yep. Don't forget, we release on Tuesdays. Follow us on Instagram and on Twitter.
Andrew, it just cracks me up when you start plugging our social media. I love it.
We should plug it at the beginning because people tune out by the end of these fucking podcasts. Like, because we've said let's end, they're like not listening right now.
Oh, fuck, you're right. But then we have that sweet drunk beat mix right after this.
Oh, I'm actually super excited. I love those because I don't mix this, so I get to hear those for the first time, like the next day when it's released. And then you text me like, "Did you hear it yet?"
Yeah, I also text the guy, Rife, who makes these, and he has like a whole. He's been sending these out for like years and years now, and I will pick like ones like from like 2017, right. And he'll be like, "In fact, the one from last week." He texted me. He was like, "Dude, I totally forgot I even made that one."
I like the one from last week.
Yeah, it's good.
Actually, I've liked them both, really. But
you'll like this one too.
Oh, you already have it picked out?
It's between two, but yeah, you're gonna like either one. Either one I pick, they're all good. They're all good. He's very talented, and I want to stop talking about him because he's probably either A, he's not listening, so fuck you, Rife, or B, he's listening and he's getting a big ego now.
And he won't make us music anymore.
No, he'll make them. He'll make music. Right. Rife, don't stop making music.
Don't let the music die.
All right. For real, that's
bye.
It. Bye-bye. 4 or 5 of them. Situation getting really live again. Kill them off the young out with the players and the riders. 4 or 5 of them. Situation getting really live again. Kill them off the young out with the players and the riders. Everyone around them want on your inspector. Everyone around them want on your inspector. Everyone around them want on your inspector. But you know, let them sweat in a grill you with no leg. Play your center. For you know, you're not making them guy that play your center. For you know, you're not making them guy that play your center. For you know, you're not making them guy that play your center. For you know, you're not making them guy that play your center. For you know you're not with them guys that play your center. For you know you're not with them guys that play your center. For you know you're not with them guys that come and make you. Yo. Just give me the lights and pass the joke. What's another buckle of more? Tell them in on my sides and I got to know. Which one is gonna catch my flow? Cause I'm in on the vibes and I got my dough. What's another buckle of more? Tell them no can hype and I got to know.
Just doing that so I can kick his ass.
4 or 5 of them, situation getting really live again. Kill them off the young out with the players and the riders. 4 or 5 of them, situation getting really live again. Kill them off the young out with the players and the riders. Everyone around them want on your inspector. Everyone around them want on your inspector. Everyone around them want on your inspector. But you know, let them sweat in a grill you with no leg. Just give me the light and pass the joke. Tell them in on my sides and I got to know. Which one is gonna catch my flow? Cause I'm in on the vibes and I got my dough.
What's another buckle of more?
Tell them no can hype and I got to know.
Okay, that episode, first of all, phenomenal. Second of all, I'm going to send you the picture of this fucking chair. Oh my God, I could not believe that just happened to me on air. That's funny.